ninth parak of Oilas, fifth Mishnah. Bamed Varma Murim. We talked about four cases, basically, of a capacity which was a kli, laying on the ground or tefach above the ground, and when it was broken in a fashion that's not a kli, above the ground and below the ground. But all those four cases we're talking about when it was facing outside. The opening, the main opening, or the open part was outside and the base was inside. What about as it flipped around? And till now we're talking about it was the other way around, that its opening was inside the building. So here's more complicated, because we have nothing separating between this kli and the building itself. It is a gzais of the mace, which is underneath it or on top of it, but it's outside of the building. Anything that is connected this gzais vertically above or below it, then gezeis, whatever is underneath it or on top of it, inside of it is also tamei. That's what it says here. But according to the Vilna Gaon, we don't have this girsa, and many Mishnais don't have this girsa. But if your Mishnah says v'teicha, according to most opinions, it's not written there, because like we said before, that since you have full walls above or below the tomb, it prevents the tomb from going inside the kli. But vertically, it does go above it or below it without any limitations. Kol she'ena connected to zayis, anything that's not connected to the zayis, v'teicha, inside of a bais is tar, because the tumah does not make any horizontal movement, it goes just vertically up and down. If it's inside of it, oh, bias hakol tomei. Because here, even if it's in the house, before we said if it's in the house, you have the base that prevents it from coming into the kli. Here, the mouth is in the kli, is in the house. So mimela, there's nothing preventing the tumah in the house from going into that. That's the basic difference between this and the first case.